Questionnaire Design. Paul Haig. Preface. This book is part of a series which focuses on specific subjects in the market researcher's armoury, including questionnaire design, interviewing, sampling and reporting. There are dozens of books available on market research, and in part, I have been responsible for a number of them. However, hardly any of them cover the fundamental subject of questionnaire design. Some years ago, I read an excellent book by William Belson, which takes apart a tried and tested questionnaire used in their readership survey. It was frightening to see how even the simplest of questions can be misconstrued. Gradually, my confidence returned, and I realised that questionnaire design is a skill, guided by rules and principles, but it is also an art, and as such is influenced by flair. Perhaps there is good reason why there are so few books on questionnaire design. It's a subject on which an author is laid wide open to criticism. Every word in a question can be put under scrutiny. The order of the words in each question, nay, the order and style of the questions themselves, are all open to debate. The examples of questions in this book, which purports to be a guide to good questionnaire design, should be owned to perfection, and yet I fear exposure, since everyone is open to misinterpretation by somebody. However, all is not lost. Good questionnaires are workable questionnaires. They are questionnaires which elicit the truth. The perfect questionnaire has never been designed. Give a room full of researchers a market research task to solve, and even if the research method is the same, and the chances are there will be some marked variations, the questionnaires which drive the interviews will be different. This diversity of approaches is not wrong. It simply points to the flexibility of the questioning process which leads to the truth. The market research industry is staffed with people who have studied a multiplicity of disciplines. Many are young, enthusiastic, and inexperienced in business. Nevertheless, they are researchers and must do their best in the search for the truth. Very often they are thrown in the deep end and asked to knock up a questionnaire and find something out about this, that, or the other. They learn their craft by looking over other people's shoulders. Tips are picked up from other questionnaires, and the researcher's own effort is then screened, first by an experienced colleague, and ultimately in the field where it is tried and tested as a working tool. In theory, it is in the field that a questionnaire lives or dies. However, such is the skill of most interviewers that even the most crass of questionnaires can be made to work in their hands. Answers to poor questions are achieved, and the researcher could be deluded for long enough into thinking that his or her questionnaire design skills have been perfected. Certainly over time they will improve, as experience is the key to all market research tasks. But experience is another word for learning from mistakes, and this can be costly, since the raison d'etre of market research is to reduce business risk. Learning the craft at someone else's expense is a dangerous game to play. It is hoped that this book will be received in good spirit. It is a practitioner's guide to designing questionnaires, with lots of encouragement to have a go, because practice makes perfect. It contains numerous examples to stimulate and to give ideas. Look critically at the book. Look critically at your own and other people's questionnaires. When questions are found to work, remember which they are and use them again and again. Keep a file of questionnaires to look at. Most of all, listen to the criticism that the interviewers level against them, since they are the people who know what really does work. Questionnaire Design, Chapter 1, The Role of Questionnaires. Questionnaire design is one of the basic building blocks of market research. Indeed, think of a market researcher, and you may think of someone, clipboard in hand, asking questions and writing the answers on a questionnaire. However, the questionnaire is not an end in itself. It is a vehicle by which people are interviewed. A questionnaire provides the interviewer with a form on which to record answers. Without it, the interview has no structure. Data processing departments use the completed questionnaire to produce an analysis of the response. The questionnaire does not, therefore, stand in isolation. It is an aid to the collection of data in an interview. At the same time as thinking about designing the questionnaire, the researcher should keep in mind the wider context in which the questionnaire will be used. How many interviews will there be? Who will be interviewed? How will the interview be carried out? And who will be administering the interview? Cognizance of these broader issues will help the researcher design questionnaires which work. The four purposes of questionnaires. The questionnaire fulfills four purposes. 1. primarily the role of a questionnaire is to draw accurate information from the respondent. The researcher is trying to obtain as close a picture as is possible of what is happening in the marketplace. Accurate information is obtained by asking the right question of the right person. 2. The questionnaire provides a structure to the interview so that it flows smoothly and orderly. It is important in any survey of more than just a few people that all respondents are asked the same questions in exactly the same way. Without this structure, there would be chaos, and it would be impossible to build the overall picture. The questionnaire acts as an aid memoir for the interviewer, preventing an anything-goes situation. For the respondent, it gives a logical sequence to the questions, driving towards a point and moving smoothly onto the next subject. The third purpose of the questionnaire is to provide a standard format on which facts, comments, and attitudes can be recorded. A record of an interview is essential, otherwise points could be forgotten or distorted. Of course, a paper questionnaire is not the only means by which the information is recorded. A tape recorder is an excellent means of capturing data. However, tapes have their disadvantages. They can break down and they run out. In certain circumstances, they may inhibit the response. They are also time-consuming to listen to and interpret after the event. Besides, even when a tape is used, a questionnaire is also needed to guide the discussion. Finally, the questionnaire facilitates data processing. The various answers are recorded in a place where the data processing team know where to find them. Without a questionnaire, a survey of 500 people would produce 500 jottings or free-ranging interviews, which are burdensome to process.